When busy Fame o'er all the plain Parthenia's praises rung, and on the oaten pipe each swain her matchless beauty sung, the envious nymphs were forced to yield she had the sweetest face. No Imulus disputes were held but for the second place.
Young Corydon, whose stubborn heart no beauties e'er could move, but smiled at Cupid's bow and dart and braved the god of love. He viewed this nymph and pleased at first such silent charms to see. With wonder gazed, then sighed, and cursed his curiosity,
crying, "Alas, I am undone, so powerful are her eyes. Those killing charms prevail above, and all my thoughts surprise. In coolest shades fierce fevers burn, martyred by love I fry. And now accept, Parthenia, turn, and smile on me, I die. My hood be here forever laid, and on this verdant plain, beneath the spreading myrtle shade, till death I must remain. My snowy flocks may freely stay whilst here I gazing lie, and dare not move from hence away, for if I do, I die. Parthenia, cruel nymph, no more turn hence that angel face, which Corydon must still adore as chief of mortal race. Oh, from the grove sad echoes sound, and say in vain I try, nay, still augment the fatal wound, I must love's martyr die. What doleful tunes mongst pleasant reeds my bleeding flocks complain, whilst wolves invade them as they feed, all scattered through the plain. Here chained by love, by cruel love, on earth I mourning lie. And though my couch sweet violets prove, yet languishing I die. Whilst in sad strains the winged choir my doleful requies sing, and chaunt how I for love expire unto the blooming spring. Let purling streams likewise declare, as they run murmuring by, how for Parthenia I despair, and thus despairing die.
Ah, hark, what sad laments are these, what mournful sounds are here, what dying sounds my fancy sees, what sighs invade my ear. 'Tis in this myrtle grove I seek, 'tis sure some lover nigh. I'll find and to him comfort speak before for love he die. Oh, it is Corydon, kind swain, from whence proceeds your grief?
By you I wounded here remain, 'tis you can yield relief. Conquered by your prevailing charms and by your starry eyes, for you, unless you raise my arms, a faithful shepherd dies.
Alas, poor swain, for me I swear by Cupid all above, you shall not languish nor despair, but first enjoy my love.
Parthenia's kind assure I dream, O angel form draw nigh. Speak, speak again that saving theme that will not let me die.
Rise, shepherd, rise and freely take, since thou dost constant prove those chaste delights which for thy sake I have designed in love.
Oh, I'm so ravished with this voice that dangers I defy, and in Parthenia's love rejoice, which will not let me die.
Come, come, my Coridon, let's haste unto your pleasing bower. For lover should no moment waste, whilst joys in plenty shower. But folded in each other's arms, love's utmost forces try, whilst warbling notes augment our charms, and we in pleasure die.